Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Bob Picozzi. He has spent his entire nine-year NBA career with the Thunder. Will Kevin Durant see greener pastures when the league's free agent negotiating period begins on Friday? ESPN's Chris Broussard says that Durant will meet with the Thunder first, and that will be tomorrow. ESPN NBA front office insider Tom Penn thinks the Warriors are in the best position to land Durant.
It's a one-putt, guys. All they got to do is move one player, either Bogut, other team with cap space. And guess what? 29 other teams have cap space.
Durant plans to meet with the Thunder, the Warriors, and four other teams. The NBA announced today the Thunder will play two preseason games in October in Europe. Arizona has won the College World Series four times. Coastal Carolina has never won it. They'll meet tonight in Omaha in the third and final game of the championship series. 8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. Second round today at Wimbledon. It's now live on ESPN. Three-seed Roger Federer and Marcus Willis just about to begin their match. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic defeated Adrian Mannarino 6-4, 6-3, 7-6.
Sports Center is brought to you by Barbasol. Have you splashed in the Pacific Ocean and felt the rush? Barbasol has it, America, in Pacific Rush Shaving Cream. Barbasol, Pacific Rush.
From the Bank of Bartlett Studios, it's the Chris Vernon Show, broadcasting live on 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by Lexus of Memphis. Here's Chris Vernon.
Two on 92.9 FM, ESPN's Chris Vernon Show. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is the Wednesday, June 29th, 2016 edition of the show. Today on the show, Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo.com. Yesterday wrote about the legend Pat Summitt, who passed away. Danny's going to join us at 12:25. We're going to play fill in the blank sucker today, and we are closer and closer to NBA free agency. And we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what the Grizzlies could do. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can find us on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. One word, Chris Vernon Show. You can also call at 535-ESPN, 535-3776. We'll talk about free agency. We will talk about what the Grizzlies can do. Got some college football stuff we're going to get to. Got some TV news we're going to get to. We're going to play fill in the blank sucker. It's a Wednesday. The sun is out. So smile. Let's do this. Turn it up. Hope everybody's having a good day. Last night, ended up just reading a bunch of stuff about free agency. I listened to some podcasts, and in addition to that, I had the Cardinals and the Royals on. So I ended up watching the Cardinals and the Royals, which the Cardinals actually won, so that was awesome. And Michael Wacha was okay, and Matt Carpenter's like the best player in the world, so ended up watching the Cardinals game, and that was about it outside of listening to some stuff about free agency and reading about it because we are now rather close. In fact, it is tomorrow night when teams are going to be starting to make calls, set up meetings, whatever. Well, let's be honest. They've already, like, set up what they're going to be doing. That's when they're legally, by the rules, allowed to talk to anybody. But they're all set up and ready to go for free agency beginning. And there is the sentiment appears to be from everyone that talks about this is that the money is going to be crazy. I think one of the most interesting things that I took away from a lot of the stuff that I perused last night was there's a Chris Mannix, a friend of the show who was on with Jeff Calkins earlier, mentioned it in passing. But there's a discussion that goes on. He did a podcast with Adrian Wojnarowski that I listened to, and there's a discussion that went on that had a couple things that I thought were particularly enlightening. Specifically about the Grizzlies, but rather the NBA at large. So everybody knows that these contracts, when you see these contracts and they're going to come out, people are going to be like, wait, what? This guy's getting this. Well, one of the things that I didn't particularly understand going in was that I guess when they did this collective bargaining agreement, the NBA said, hey, let's make this progressive, right? Like the cap and the contracts and everything. Kind of let's do this a little bit over time. And the players' union didn't want that. What the players' union wanted was when the money goes up, then this goes up, and then the people that are free agents at the time, they are going to get to benefit from that. Like, so what? Right? The big leap in the salary cap is going to take place, and good on you if you're a free agent at that time. And obviously there are some big-time players that happen to be up for free agency. There's other guys that are locked in. And I do wonder, I didn't understand that. And also, a little interesting that the players wanted to do it that way because you wonder what the fallout is going to be. Now, there's one side of it, which is, okay, these guys that just happen to be free agents right now, they're the ones that are going to benefit the most, as we know, because they're going to get this crazy amount of money that just wasn't available before. Their percentage of the salary cap and whatever they can get is way higher than it would have previously been. The other thing is what that means towards the future, because there's not going to be at some point it's going to level out like a little more than it is now. There's the one huge jump that's going on right now, and then it's going to level out a little bit more. Like, the numbers have gotten crazy right now. And so, yeah, that's great for the guys that are going to get these contracts and the guys that are being wooed by teams and the guys that are going to get massive money. But then what happens when it doesn't go up as much going forward? And I think one of the things that Wojnarowski said that was particularly wise was, this is going to have a tremendous impact on A, locker rooms, and B, the business of basketball and agents. Because what is going to happen is you are going to see guys like, let's just say Kent Bazemore, right? He's a free agent right now. He's an overpay candidate, right? Obviously, I've said many times that I would love for the Grizzlies to have him. I think he's a perfect Grizzly. I think he would fit great. I think he's, super athletic. He hit 40-something percent of his threes. But he's not, like, underrated anymore, right? Everybody knows he's going to get a lot of money. I have no I don't have any visions of Kent Bazemore being, like, some kind of multiple-time All-Star, okay? Everybody knows that's not what he is. And the expectation of him being that is lunacy. I think he is an awesome role player. But that's where it ends, right? I'm not counting on him to carry the load for me. But an awesome role player that might get over $15 million, right? And so then what happens next summer when the other guys come up and they go, yo,
Kim Bazemore got $50 million. I'm better than him. And they're probably right, right? So the, or Chandler Parsons got $25 million. I'm like, what? I'm better than Chandler Parsons. And you do get, so you got two tracks here, right? A, the locker room, which is guys looking around and going like, bro, you make 25 mil, right? Everybody's got an ego. Everybody's got an ego. So that's one side of it. And the other, you know, you would like to just think that everybody could be like, hey, man, good on him. You know, there's just no way not to resent it, right? It would be like if Intercom got bought out by somebody or happened to, like, their stock went up to, like, you know, $250 a share or something, and there was just money flowing around everywhere, and I was locked into a contract, and, like, I look around, and, like, there's other guys here that, like, their contract comes up, and so all of a sudden they're making crazy money. And I'd be sitting around and be like, what? You know what I mean? Like, there's just no way. Like, that's human nature. And so you got the locker room thing. You also have the whole agent thing. Because that's what's going to happen. Nobody's ever going to be like, I can't believe Kevin Durant's making that much money. I can't believe LeBron James making that much money. Nobody's ever going to worry about that. But they will with other guys. And you do, I do at least, wonder about that dynamic in terms of the Grizzlies and what could happen with the Grizzlies and just walking into the locker room. I do think there is the good thing is that Conley's going to make crazy money regardless, right? He's going to be your highest paid guy on the team, no matter. He's going to be your highest paid guy. So being the highest paid guy on the team, clearly he's going to have a lot on his shoulders. He's always had a lot on his shoulders anyway. But you're not like going out of free agency, bringing in somebody that hasn't been a part of anything that has gone on here and then paying him the most money. But I will say, I do wonder how it would go over. Dependent on the guy, right? Dependent on the guy and whoever it is, because it's of no fault of theirs. It's perfect timing. It is absolute perfect timing for them, for these guys. But I do think that that is a salient point. You are going to have whoever, you know, gets brought in. If you did it, now, truth be told, Grizzlies probably aren't going to have somebody that's higher paid than most of their guys that signs up with them. Maybe they would. Who knows? I had a lot of people last night. This is crazy. All the stories about Dwayne Wade came out, about how I couldn't work it out with Miami, and he's going to talk to people, whatever. They're like, what about Dwayne Wade? I was like, hey, man, Fisdale pulled that off. That would be the greatest coup ever, ever, ever. That would be the greatest coup. Also, would probably be banished from the Heat family forever. But, like, his wife, you know, his wife and Gabrielle Union are, like, BFFs, and, like, him and Fisdale are, like, as close could be and whatever. But you do have a weird dynamic, right, where they all helped him get the Memphis job, the last thing they want. You got to imagine that you would think Dwayne Wade's going to retire in a Heat uniform, but who knows? Who knows? And it was odd because that was one of those people. I will say the listeners do pay good attention, because I've always said that there is the, in free agency, there's the two tracks, the financial track and the emotional track. And so what advantage do you have in that? And the weird thing is there would be some kind of odd circumstance in which, right, Dwayne Wade might actually listen to you. Again, I don't think Dwayne Wade is ever going to wear a Memphis Grizzlies uniform, whatever. But most of the time, I'm telling you, for 15 years, I've gotten those questions. Why aren't we talking to Durant? You know, and then last night when I got a bunch on the, would we talk to Wade? I was like, you know, I actually think you could probably get a meeting with him, you know, like at least help him make more money at Miami. But because of the odd circumstances in which, you know, one of his best buddies is now the head coach here and their wives are big friends, that you could at least, like, you know, he would at least talk to you. Whereas most of the time, in the previous 15 years, if you called him, he would just hang up the phone. But likewise, I went through this, you know, we've been doing this for like I said, 15 years. I went through it every time Kobe Bryant became a free agent and Jerry West was the general manager. I was like, all right, listen, slow down. And I feel that way about Dwayne Wade, right? Yes, Kobe Bryant loves and cherishes his relationship with Jerry West. He ain't playing for the Grizzlies, okay? Same thing goes with Dwayne Wade, but it was at least fun for one moment in time being like, hey, how disgruntled is he? And the other thing is, and this is, all right, let me just go ahead and I'm going to go down the crazy lane here. The other thing is somebody going to pay Dwayne Wade, like, insane money? Right? Is somebody going to pay him, like, 20-something million dollars? Like, probably not, right? So, like, what if you did? What if you did go and offer Dwayne Wade, like, 20-something million bucks? Like, I don't know if you, like, you might actually be able to win the money. I really don't know what kind of money he's going to make. But again, that's what goes on in free agency, right? So as much as I roll my eyes every time I get a tweet, like, are the Grizzlies meeting with Kevin Durant? And I'm like, oh, come on, stop it. There I was falling down the same exact rabbit hole. I'm like talking myself into, you know, they are really big buddies and you might be able to pay them the most amount of money and maybe it's not as crazy as I think. I don't know. But there I was. This is what happens, right? You end up going crazy and you end up talking to yourself into things that are just totally outlandish. Thus, that's when you know free agency is upon you. I welcome John Roser to the show. Cologne Ranger, a.k.a. the Body Spray Bandit, a.k.a. Senor Sack, a.k.a. Johnny Backpole, Johnny Bearcat, a.k.a. John Snozer, the Grim Roser, a.k.a. Johnny Guapo, John Pregame. Run, Dumplin', run! What up?
What up? I pay Dwayne Wade. I'll pay Dwayne Wade.
Does that sound insane?
I'm Dwayne Wade!
Does that sound insane?
To what? Pay Dwayne Wade?
No, just what I'm saying. When people were
that you could get, like, a meeting with him?
I'm Dwayne Wade!
Well, people are saying, like, that he's, like, you know, he's not happy about the way it's going with the Heat, whatever.
Oh, I mean, I think all of that is, you know, him and his agent planning stuff.
Of course it is.
I mean, I don't think Dwayne Wade's going to leave Miami.
Not a great night on either for Mike Conley Sr., by the way, with Mark Stein's reports that San Antonio doesn't really have interest in Conley.
Yeah.
Because immediately after...
Now it's just like Grizzlies in Dallas.
Yeah. It was no coincidence. And I do think Dallas will... Offer
Dallas,
him the sun
Dallas,
and the moon.
Well, the reports are Dallas has a meeting with him.
Yeah,
so.
And they're going to offer him the sun and the moon. So, you know, I imagine they'll offer him a max deal.
Right? Yeah, they absolutely will.
Okay, so you know what you're up against, and there is somebody out there. Mike Conley's got his max deal from another team leverage. You only need one, right?
Yep.
In order to have that leverage. And he's got it. But, you thought that there was going to be other teams, like when the New York stuff happened and the Indiana stuff happened at the end of the week, make no mistake, it was no coincidence that 2 hours later somebody reported Mike Conley reportedly interested in meetings with Dallas and San Antonio, right? Because he had lost. Yeah. He had lost a couple of suitors.
You lost Indiana, you lost New York.
Let's make sure everybody knows we still got our leverage here.
Yeah.
Okay? And they still do have their leverage.
Yeah.
But San Antonio ain't a threat.
Right.
By all accounts. Okay. Back to the Wade stuff. This one I know I've gone crazy, Roser, because I was thinking to myself, like, okay, he's the kind of guy, he's going to retire in a Miami Heat uniform, I believe. I don't know. Guys, you know, listen, Patrick Ewing didn't retire in a Knicks uniform, and Hakeem Olajuwon didn't retire in a...
If you want to, go to Dwayne Wade the first day of free agency, we'll give you 2 years, $48 million. That's $24 million a year.
You know
give him
what I'm
two
saying?
Years, $48 million. So here it is. You got David Fizdale. You've got his wife, who is friends with Gabrielle Union, who is Dwayne Wade's wife.
Yes.
And Fizdale could say, look, man, I've been in Miami like almost just as long as you have.
Right.
We made the move. We're not talking to you about making the move for the next, you know, the rest of your life. But here's 2 years. Here's 48. And people say, Dwayne Wade's old. Dude, Dwayne Wade still averaged like 19-5-5 last year. Like, Dwayne Wade's still awesome.
Bro, if anybody watched the playoffs.
You watch the playoffs, Dwayne Wade still got it.
man, what?
Dwayne Wade can still turn up when he has to.
In that Charlotte series,
all it took was purple shirt guy. Purple shirt guy. He's like reignited the fire.
Dwayne Wade. We need to stop talking about this because I seriously am
getting pumped for Dwayne Wade.
I know.
Call Dwayne Wade.
I've gone insane though. But honestly, if you did, I'm just saying. I don't know if somebody's going to offer Dwayne Wade $25 million a year.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'd go to him. See, that I'm not even saying 25. I said $24 million. But, like, Miami don't want to pay him 20. So it's like, I'd go 2 years, $48 million. Just offer it to him. See what he said? Wait, what's the worst he could do? Say no? Okay.
Yeah, well, he's making $25 million at age whatever he is.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to...
years old.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to sit there. It's not like they're going to... Because they're going to call other free agents. So it's not like if you call Dwayne Wade, offer it to him. He's either going to accept it or he's not going to accept it. Like, you're not going to sit there and wait. You don't want to wait. You're not going to wait on him for 4 days or something. Like, you've got other free agents you've got to talk to and try to negotiate with, too. So you're not going to sit there and wait on him forever. Be like, here, man, they don't want to offer it to you. We're telling you right now, we value you this much. Like, David Fizdale goes, we value you this much. 2 years, $48 million. There it is. And what's the worst that could happen? He says no.
And if the guy really wants a ring, who's closer to a ring?
I mean, that's debatable. I mean, we're still in the Western Conference.
And they might. And Riley has proven over and over again he can get free agents.
He can.
But the Bosch thing's up in the air.
The Bosch thing is
up in the
air.
Bosch may never play basketball again.
He may never play basketball again. Hassan Whiteside.
All right, we got to stop talking about Dwayne Wade. I'm serious. We got to stop.
Dwayne Wade.
This is when it's gotten crazy.
Not Dwayne Wade.
I did read that last night, and people started tweeting me. They're like, Dwayne Wade doesn't like what's going on with the Heat. Dwayne Wade's open to talking to other teams. And I'm like,
well, this is what would be awesome about it. Well, just first of all, it would be the first legitimate, like, okay, like, Allen Iverson wasn't totally done. That's not the only reason why Allen Iverson didn't work out with the Grizzlies, but, like, Iverson was a shell of himself.
Yes.
Like, he was. And while Dwayne Wade's still not, like, 26 points a game, Dwayne Wade, 27, I mean, the dude can still really play, like, really play. And having, like, a bona fide Hall of Famer on your team, that'd be awesome.
Stop talking about it.
And people can be like, well, he can't shoot threes. I don't care. He's Dwayne Wade.
I'm Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
All right, take a break. We'll be back after this. Enough with Dwayne Wade. Chris Vernon Show.
The Grizzlies have made their selection.
With the 17th pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Wade Baldwin IV from Vanderbilt University.
Hear the Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM. The pick is in. Now the fun begins. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I know you've heard Troy from 5 Ash Roofing here on the station. They're the roofing company with no tricks and no gimmicks. You get the best price guarantee with a lifetime labor warranty. That means you'll never have to worry about your roof ever again. With a promise like that, you don't need gimmicks. And 5 Ash Roofing is totally locally owned and operated, which means they're not going anywhere. 5 Ash Roofing, it's what they do. Call Troy or Rob at 488-4991. 488-4991. Visit memphisroofer.com.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country.
Look for Bluebell half gallons and 12-pack cups on sale now. For $4.99 through July 5th at Kroger.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, and I've been telling you about DeSoto Auto Sales for a while now. These guys are growing, and they really appreciate the support that you've given them to make them one of the top lots for pre-owned vehicles. Those pre-owned vehicles, though, come at an incredible value for you, and they come with amazing deals. As always, there's over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the grounds, ranging from $8,000 to $25,000, so you're going to get into a newer, better vehicle at an affordable price. Every car is quality checked before before it hits the lot. Fair pricing is guaranteed, and there's a 60-day warranty. Whether you have perfect credit or need a little help in that area, they can get you in the vehicle you want. Longer days are here, so come on by after work. The sun will still be out. They're open every day, Monday through Thursday, till 7, till 6 on Friday and Saturday, but they're closed on Sundays. If you don't see what you like on the lot, check back daily on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com. New vehicles get in on a regular basis. Stop by the lot, 5704 Goodman Road, or online anytime at DeSotoAutoSales.com.
Men, it's time for some straight talk about a difficult subject, erectile dysfunction. The bad news is more than half of men over 40 suffer from it. The good news? You don't have to. ED is a medical condition that has little to do with age, and it can be treated successfully. One visit to the Memphis Men's Clinic can solve your problem. Our doctors focus solely on treating ED and other performance issues in men of all ages, all day, every day. Our solutions work when the pills and other remedies fail, because we develop a personalized treatment plan that will work for you. And speaking of things that work for you, here's a little more straight talk. Right now, your office visit and test dose is only $99 for a limited time. And if our test dose doesn't work, your visit is free, which means you have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call today at 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304. Or visit us online at memphismensclinic.com and ask about our revolutionary new Priapus shot that can make all therapies work better and even increase size.
Trust is an essential part of any decision, especially when that decision involves an investment of time and money. It's important. And this is Gary Parrish telling you that, so I can tell you this. You can trust my friends at Mortgage Investors Group to guide you through the home buying decision and tailor a mortgage for you. For more than 25 years now, Mortgage Investors Group has built a loyal base of customers who trust them and come back time and again as their home buying needs change. It's among the reasons MIG is Tennessee's number one residential mortgage lender. The MIG experts are always available to help better explain your financing options. They'll show you how much your house you can afford, and they'll even pre-qualify for a loan up to a certain amount. So if you're going to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home, contact Mortgage Investors Group in Memphis. It's 761-6910. You can talk to Todd Brown, the branch manager, or anybody on the MIG team. Outside of Memphis, go to the website MIGonline.com to find the location nearest you. Again, if you're buying a new home, if you need to lower your home loan payment or need to pull some cash out of the equity in your home, a Mortgage Investors Group's there for you. 761-6910 or online, MIGonline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group, equal housing lender, 109111.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Not the baddest girl I ever seen. Straight up out of movie scene. She was a drama queen. That'd turn my life to Stephen King's. Up late night like she on patrol. Checking everything like I'm on parole. I told her it's something she don't need to know. She never let it go. Oh, okay, okay.
That's my man Kelly English's place. Casual restaurant that serves the best po' boys you've ever had. Fresh New Orleans style po' boys. He even gets the bread overnighted from New Orleans every day. And you go there and you can get shrimp po' boys. You can get the chicken po' boy, appropriately called the Verno. You can go get the chubby vegetarian. I mean, he's got ham and cheese. He's got beef. You name it, they've got the po' boy. And you get a po' boy, a side, and a tea. Is their lunch special. $10, no tax. It is the best lunch deal in all of Memphis. They're open for lunch. They are open for dinner, and they do brunch on the weekends. World-renowned chef Kelly English's place, of course, right next door to Restaurant Iris, best elegant restaurant in town. It's right off of Overton Square. It is the second line. All right. I should not have gotten into the Dwayne Wade discussion, but it is silly season, right, when it comes to free agency. And I talked about at the beginning of the show, listening to the podcast that Adrian Wojnarowski did, and talking about the impact that this summer is going to have the NBA in locker rooms and in the future, with guys looking at how much – somebody's getting paid. So if, say, like, I know this is going to sound outlandish, but say, like, Jeremy Lin gets, like, $16 or $17 million, that they're, like, for the end, till the end of time, people are going to look and they're going to tell their agent, like, what? Jeremy Lin got $16 million and I got blank, whatever the number is. That ain't doing. And so the other thing that I thought was interesting was, you know, everybody kind of raised their eyebrows at the Harrison Barnes thing. Not Harrison Barnes. I'm talking as a free agent. I'm talking about Harrison Barnes making Team USA. And I thought it was particularly interesting to listen to. Wojnarowski was saying that there are a couple things. His agent always told him to go to the Team USA stuff, like during the summers. Like, always take the invite and always go. Because it'll make you better and you just never know. And so as a young player, he was always invited to all of that stuff. And they say, you know, half of success is just showing up. And so his agent, rightfully so, had told him to just show up all the time. And he said, so, A, he had already been like a part of this for a long time and had always just gone and always showed up, even though he knew. And he even fought back and said, I have no chance of making this. The agent was right about this on that level. And then the other thing is, I thought this was also interesting. He said, you have to have players that are, A, not going to be a problem, and B, not play. And he has, there's no illusions of grandeur. He's not playing. You can't take 12 superstars. You got to have guys that aren't going to be able to play or aren't going to play. And so he's kind of on that level talking about Harrison Barnes making Team USA with that, which I thought was a bit interesting. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on. It has been a little while since we have played Fill in the Blank. Let's do that.
It's time for Fill in the Blank. Answers you can take to the bank. It's time for Fill in the Blank. Answers you can take to the bank.
It's Fill in the Blank. Oh, it's Fill in the Blank. Take the answers to the bank.
Fill in the Blank. Fill in the Blank.
All right, this game is rather simple. I'm going to pose a question, and then you have to fill in the blank. Intern Devin is here.
Is that how this works?
Intern Devin. Rose, I'll go first. You want me to go first?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so you guys have to answer the following questions. The first question today. The biggest free agent that does not go back to their own team. You cannot say Dwight Howard because we know he's not going back to Houston. The biggest free agent that will go elsewhere is...
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Kevin Durant.
Al Horford.
What?
I think Durant's leaving.
You think Durant's going somewhere else?
Yeah, I think he's going to go Golden State. I think he is. I really do. I think he's going to go to Golden
State. Why?
I don't know. I just think he's just going. I just think he
wait,
is.
Here's the deal, Chris. Here's my answer, and there is literally no reasoning behind it.
Some of it goes to the fact that a lot of people don't expect Westbrook to stay there either.
But why not give it one more shot? Why not give it one more shot?
Right. Yeah, well, because you didn't do it, and you can go to Golden State, and you know you're going to make the finals.
You were up. They were up 3-1.
They were. They lost it too.
They don't sit. But they don't sit around going, "We can't do it."
No. I know.
They sit around going, "We blew it." And now I've got Oladipo, and I've got
Ross. You do look at it and say, "We have Oladipo, and we have But Sabonis is a rookie, so like, how good is he going to be in his rookie season? Ilyasova help him a little bit, but I mean. You think about that, like Ibaka, Durant, Westbrook, like they've gone through it together. Like, and it doesn't matter what your opinion is on Ibaka. I know you're not high on them. Those guys are tight. Like they were. Those guys are really tight together, and they grew up together.
But Ibaka was disgruntled.
Yeah,
they said.
He said it was a good move. He said it was a great move.
Yeah, I say Durant.
I say Al Horford. And to tie into his point, I think Al Horford's going to Oklahoma City.
Ooh,
they can't afford all those guys.
That would be
if
crazy.
They keep Durant. I don't think they can afford them.
Yeah, because they've already got Cantor on.
They already got Cantor on a massive deal. Like, hey. I don't think they can afford all that.
I could see Horford going elsewhere though.
I could see. Yeah,
somewhere
I could.
Else.
maybe a he could go to Boston.
It, I mean, it would have to be the guys that are going to go somewhere would be unrestricted. Like, clearly, all the restricted guys are going to stay. Like, yeah. Fournier's going to stay. Brad Beal's going to stay. Drummond's going to stay.
Batum.
Harrison Barnes could go elsewhere, because I don't know if Golden State's... Because clearly, if I think they're getting Durant, Barnes is going elsewhere, too, because they're not going to keep him and get Durant.
Yeah. I think Kevin Durant's going to play for the Thunder next year.
I think
year.
So, too.
I do.
I agree with Devin. I think that Al Horford is going to go elsewhere. If you could see anyone in concert that you have not seen, it would be...
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Kanye freaking West.
You would go see Kanye West.
I'm going to go see him for the third time in September.
Lucky, y'all.
My third time, in September.
So lucky.
We in the VIP.
Yeah. We in the VIP. So we're going to dance.
Devin would say Kanye West. He has not seen Kanye West in concert. I actually have seen Kanye, but I saw him during College Dropout. Coincidentally.
Yeah, his last time, first and last time in Memphis.
No, it was not. He did it one other time. He played the Mid-South Coliseum.
Late registration tour.
He opened for Usher. The first event that ever took place in FedEx Forum.
Was an
Usher concert. That's a true story. And the opener was Kanye West, who Jesus Walks had just come out. College Dropout just came. He's not a big deal yet.
No.
Right? And he brought out his friend on stage with him, who was John Legend.
Really?
That's a true story.
Obviously, before John Legend was.
Nobody knew who John Legend was. He sat down at the piano and was like, "One glad morning." And I'm like, "Who is that?"
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Well, as time goes on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was slammed. Really? Absolutely slammed. Yes.
Really? I've seen
J.
Cole.
And Usher was great.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen Cole in concert. That's my favorite artist. I've seen Cole. I've seen Big Sean. I've seen Drake. I've seen Lil Wayne. So. If anybody will be, it has to be Kanye.
And as I've mentioned before, I'm pretty much best friends with Usher.
Yeah.
Because I met him before the concert. I went to the backstage thing, and he walked up and he's like, "Hey, I really want to thank you for coming to the concert tonight." And I was like, "You're welcome, Usher. You're welcome."
You take a picture with him?
I think I might have a picture with him. He signed like photos for everybody. He did. He signed like photo. I do have like some two Chris best wishes Usher somewhere. I don't know where it is. But I was working at a radio station and I was outside and this guy who worked at Hot 107 was like, "Hey, we got a meet and greet with Usher. You want to come in?" And I was like, "Yes." That's how I
did he sign it, Usher baby?
No.
Usher baby.
You know, Yeah had just come out. It was the hit of the summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was. He was great in concert, by the way.
Really?
Great. Oh,
great dancers.
Oh, Usher's awesome.
He came like a year or two ago to FedEx Forum.
Yeah, Usher's awesome. He's great. All right, so the concert, if you could see anyone in concert that you have not seen, intern Devin says Kanye West. Roser says... Fill in the blank, sucker.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I could go see Guns N' Roses in a couple weeks. I could go see them. Like, I've been offered tickets. I don't want to spend $250 on it. To see old Axl Rose in a chair.
That is really outrageous.
like if I could
$250.
Like if I could see original Guns N' Roses and Axl Rose running around the stage and he still sounded the same, I'd say Guns N' Roses.
Axl and Slash. And they said
it is Axl and Slash.
They say the concert's doing well.
I heard he came out on a throne when he's in Miami.
Yeah, no, he's using the same thing Dave Grohl used for the Foo Fighters show. Yeah, he's using the same thing. Sitting on the throne. It's either like Guns N' Roses or like Lady Gaga or
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Why did you say Lady Gaga?
Oh, that's me and my friends kind of say that. We call her Gaga. It's Lady Gaga. Never heard anybody call her Gaga.
There's no dash in there.
Definitely. Lady Gaga. What is he talking about?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Huh? Me and my friends will call her Lady Gaga.
Are you talking about Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Good grief.
No, or Taylor Swift, but I'll say Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
If I said Roser, next Friday, Guns N' Roses, Taylor Swift, and Lady Gaga are all playing concerts in Memphis. I got free tickets to any, whatever you want
to
go to.
I'm going to Guns N' Roses.
Okay, well, yeah, your answer.
I'm going to Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Just pay the $250 and go.
No.
If that is the concert you would want to see if you could see anybody.
I'm not going to pay to go to because we got SEC Media Days coming up and it's like, and I just.
So? What is that?
I just spent a ton of money.
And I'm going to be talking about college football. And so.
No, I'm going to spend a lot of money there.
No, you're not.
I just spent a lot of money in Chicago.
No,
like, I'm not going to
spend a lot of money at SEC Media Days. Stop.
Isn't it at Hoover?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, we do, because like they insist on all going to Fleming's one night, so you drop like $200 on dinner.
You
one
do not
night.
Spend $200. Good grief. This guy talks, I swear, he goes out to eat to one nice place, and then he talks about how much money he had to spend for a year. It's awful.
No, I mean, I get reimbursed, yeah, it takes time for it to get reimbursed. It takes time. So I'm not going to go to Golden Roses.
Now we have talked about going to a nice restaurant, having to spend 70 whole dollars in order to eat there. And he's complained earlier this week about paying $20 towards St. Jude to go to a basketball game.
If I'm not mistaken.
Of what you get reimbursed for, by the way, on the whole.
No. Okay, here's the thing. When the concert is, I literally have to turn back, drive back to Memphis, pack, and then drive the next day to Birmingham. No, I don't want to do all that. It's not worth it to me to do all that.
Hey, but you get the experience, though. You can say, I went to SEC Media Days, then I went to Guns N' Roses.
Sounds like an excuse maker.
Yeah.
To me. All right, the Olympics are right around the corner. People are very scared of the Zika virus.
Dead Zika.
But now you're starting to see, like, you know, they're saying, like, Missy Franklin is doing this. And you're starting to get back to Olympic names, right? And now everybody's qualifying for everything that's going to happen in Rio. You can only watch 3 Olympic events. You watch what?
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Basketball and whatever Michael Phelps is in.
That's a pool. That's swimming.
No, whatever events, I mean. That's like whatever events. Like, there's several events right, in
so
swimming.
Basketball, swimming, and you have one other.
Oh, it'd be track. Like the 100 meter. The Usain Bolt.
Okay.
I'll go
100 meters.
I'll go beach volleyball, 1.
What?
Two basket. Misty May and Walsh are pretty good.
No, they're, dude, you're watching that with your pants down.
Beach volleyball.
Get out of here.
What a pervy answer, Devin.
Hey, beach volleyball, 1.
Beach volleyball.
Basketball, 2, and then I'll go.
Do you like it? Do you like the sport of volleyball, or do you just like the way the girls look?
They look good, and they play well. We always win. That and the Brazilian, you watch the Brazilian team, you watch the
Brazilian team.
Yeah. The USA team always looks good, good.
Devin's going to, like, know the rosters.
I just rattle off Misty May and Kerry Walsh, I believe.
He's going to know the rosters for, like, the Brazilian team and the French team. He's going to have it all down.
Wow, it's
Argentina.
I love that Devin said beach volleyball is his favorite Olympic event. I take a tremendous amount of national pride in beach volleyball myself.
He'll be getting the alerts on his phone.
All right, basketball, number 2.
And number 3 will probably be, I'll go swimming. Swimming's pretty interesting.
Swimming.
For the most part. If Michael Phelps is dominating, it's interesting.
This is going to be his last Olympics. That's, you know.
So, yeah, why not?
All right.
What about Batman? You watch Batman?
Huh?
How do you feel about Batman at the Olympics? Badminton.
What did you call it?
Badman.
Badman. What is that?
What was the word? What did he say yesterday? Delicion or something? Like delicatessen? He's like Delicion or something.
You're trying to pronounce delicatessen. That was a disaster.
He was like Delicion.
Delicion. And I said, are you trying to say delicatessen? He goes, I tried. So, we never did. You know what? That's weird. Through the whole like interview process, and obviously you've been around this, we never did check if you can read. Can you read?
I can read. I am capable of reading.
You really sounded like it when you were saying,
whenever he wants to like tweet out something.
I was like, have you never seen that word?
Whenever he tweets out something, he's like, how do you spell this word? I got to spell everything.
Spell check is my best friend.
Me too. I can't spell anything.
I'm not great at spelling either.
No.
But you're not great at pronouncing things either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just called it badminton.
That's what we call it. I used to play badminton.
Who's we?
Okay, listen. I used to play badminton with my cousins. Mm-hmm. When we were younger, like, we used to put the fence up. We used to have, like, the fences, get a birdie, play some badminton for about two or three hours.
We've all played badminton before.
But I'm saying that's what we call it.
You act like you just love it or something. It's the most amazing thing. Really, what's the last time you played? How much do you love it?
I've been playing since I was like 12.
Okay. 10, you've been a decade. It's been a decade.
He's reliving his youth live on the Chris Martin Show. Devin is reliving his youth as a badminton player. All right, since you love badminton so much, you may or may not know, Wimbledon is going on right now. Your all-time favorite tennis player is...
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Andre Agassi.
Really? I thought you were a little young for Andre Agassi.
No. He had the attitude, Rebel camera commercials.
Yeah, you remember from the commercial, but weren't you a little young for Andre Agassi?
No, that's like the only time I grew up watching tennis.
Really?
Was that, yeah. Him, it was like him, Sampras, Michael Chang, Stefan Edberg.
Michael Chang was hot for a minute with those Reebok pumps with the tennis ball on
him. Who else was big? Boris Becker.
Never heard of any of
those. Andre Agassi.
One of the reasons I asked this question is because I was going to ask you, Devin, have you ever watched tennis? Seriously.
More than 5 minutes?
I would think you're 23,
yeah.
I don't know if I was 23 if I would have ever watched it. Like, I grew up and there were big stars.
Yeah.
Like Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi and these guys. And, I remember my dad watching
Breakfast
it.
Breakfast at Wimbledon was awesome.
Yeah, my dad watching it. And, like, people cared about it. It was big on the sporting scene. Like, those guys were stars.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know if I was 23 if I would have ever, like.
I don't think it's because we don't have an American star. I think that's a reason why we don't really get into it. Like, we watched Serena. And the sisters, Serena and Venus, those are the biggest stars in my eyes.
Tennis.
Yeah. Serena and Venus are the biggest stars in my eyes.
And there's nobody else.
And like Djokovic, I know those guys, but they're not from America, so I'm just like, ugh. So
I think that's fair. I think if you went around the United States of America and just polled people, random people, name a tennis player.
Serena.
Like that play Serena Williams would be by far.
You think if we're doing like Family Feud?
Yeah.
Right, that style. We randomly asked 100 people, name a tennis player.
Top five answers on the board.
Serena Williams would be 78%. 78 of 100, probably.
Serena Williams would be number one.
I think so. I really think so.
Really?
I'd say Serena Williams, Venus Williams, Roger Federer.
Would that be your answer? I'd say Federer. If somebody came to my door and they said, name a tennis player, I'd say Roger Federer.
I'd say Federer, too, but I think the majority of Americans wouldn't. Yeah. I think they'd say Serena Williams.
You don't think the majority of Americans know who Roger Federer is?
I don't think that, no, to be honest with you, no.
He's actually been, I mean, if you open up magazines and stuff, he does have endorsements.
No, he does.
In America, and he has been around, like, he has been a visible person in this state.
But we're white people.
Yes, don't forget that part.
We're white people.
Don't forget that part.
Serena,
are you telling me that Roger Federer does not have the same advertisement as Jet Magazine or whatever? I don't know.
Ludacris once said, I'm thinking about plans that's bigger than Serena's booty.
Man.
She gets shouted out in rap songs. Like, she had rumors that she was out of fling with Drake. Yeah,
Ludacris
has done that many times.
Yes.
In that, what's that song? I think it's called Blow. It's about him blowing all of his money. One of his lines on there was, he said, I built a playground in the back. My daughter played on that ish once. And then he says, I got a tennis court rotten because it's waiting for Serena.
Hey.
He's just talking about, nobody talks about blowing money as well as Ludacris, in my
opinion.
He's
very good at it.
Yes. He basically in the.
Oh, Rick Ross is pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, yeah.
The guy said,
Birdman is the goat at it, though.
The guy said that he built a tennis court that has never been played on. He built a playground and his daughter played on it once, and then he has a tennis court that is literally rotting in his backyard because it's waiting for Serena
waiting
Williams.
For Serena,
he only built it for Serena Williams.
Yes. Hey, she still hasn't showed up. How old is that song?
About I don't know. 6 years. I took a tennis class, though, in Memphis 2 years ago.
You did?
Yeah, I took a tennis class.
Tennis is hard, man.
It's really hard. Really, really,
you gotta be in
really,
shape to play tennis. Never,
really
you,
hard.
You never see a fat tennis player.
Yeah, and I thought
yes,
like,
you do. Like, they're all recreational players.
Well, no, I'm telling you, professional. Like you can see chubby professional basketball players, chubby professional football players, chubby professional. You will never see chubby
never.
Professional tennis
I
players.
I wondered about.
Can't.
It's funny you say that because I wondered about this when I was watching that Copa America last week. Who is the fattest soccer player?
I know an old one who used to be really good for Brazil.
Is there anybody that's ever been really good at soccer that's that
like
you would be
considered
not ripped?
Okay, there was another.
I guess, like, what's his name? When he takes his shirt off, honestly, he does not look like some kind of Greek guy. Like, you see that Ronaldo and you want to kill yourself seeing him. Because you're like,
right.
All right.
You're never going to look like that.
Yeah, but the little guy from England, he's no great shape.
Wayne Rooney?
Rooney.
Yeah,
Rooney.
He's strong, man. He's still strong.
Yeah, and the same with Donovan. They take their shirts off, and you're not like Oh, my goodness.
No, but they're still in shape. They're still in great shape.
Okay, yeah, I don't even feel like, I when I see Ronaldo, I don't even feel like a human.
I would tell you.
Or David Beckham.
Globule. Like, yeah. I would tell you back around like 98. So the 98 World Cup was in France, and Brazil was the favorite to win. France ended up winning. The best player in the world at that time was this guy named Ronaldo, played for Brazil.
The buck teeth guy.
Number 9, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he was the best player in the world, like, unbelievable goal scorer. When that dude got out of shape, he could still be really good, but you could tell, like, he's gotten fat. Like, he's gotten fat, but could still score.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as good as when he was in shape.
This is going to be very disappointing for intern Devin, but Katie lets me know Misty May has retired, Devin.
Oh!
She's not even there
anymore. Does that change your answer?
Does that change your answer on the beach volleyball?
No, they're still Brazilian. They're still the Brazilian team.
Will you root for Brazil in beach volleyball?
No, I am not going to go.
Do you just root for the hottest? Do you root for the hottest girls, or do you root for Americans?
I root for the Americans, but I enjoy watching attractive people play volleyball. It makes it a little more enticing when they're attractive.
All right, last one. We're not at that time where there's like, unless you're watching baseball at night, there's not that much sports going on. Rosa, you mentioned Game of Thrones the other day. This is that time of year that many people are picking out something on Netflix, or they're going and buying a box set of a TV series, seasons, or, trying to get through the entire thing. If there was one TV series that you would recommend to people out there for their summer viewing that you would stand by, you would put your name to and say the majority of people that are listening to us would love it if they watched it, is
fill in the blank, sucker.
You don't even watch TV.
Well, can it's
terrible
for you,
right? I
barely
watch TV, but
can it be just like, can the show, like,
just like Game of Thrones,
like it could be over, like the show's done, like,
sure.
Like, it's off the air. Like, they don't even air. There's not even new episodes of it anymore.
Yes.
Oh, I tell anyone to watch The Wire.
The Wire.
Oh, The Wire. The Wire or The Sopranos?
Yeah, I'll go. Right,
I'll watch The Wire and The Sopranos.
I'll go either Friday Night Lights, because that's an awesome series.
That, you know what? Awesome. I actually own it, and it's on Netflix, I think, now.
It's off Netflix now.
I say every summer I'm going to burn through that, and I haven't yet.
You need to. It's so great. Like, you watch an episode, you're like, dude, I cannot stop watching this. But I'll go, another show is on Power, the show produced by 50 Cent.
Okay.
On Showtime, I believe. Man.
What's it about?
It's like Empire, but like times like 1,000.
What does that mean?
It's so
I don't understand. What is Power? Like, is Power, it about record companies?
No, it's about like a drug dealer. Like, he owns a club, and he has, like, we were talking about this earlier, like, how he has like runners for him.
Okay.
But like, it goes deep, deep, deep. But I recommend Power. A lot of people will know what I'm talking about. Power is a great show.
Okay, yeah. Watch The Empire, Wire, then. Just watch The Wire.
Watch Power.
How many seasons?
I believe they're starting the third season, I believe, in a couple weeks. But it's 2 seasons so far. But every episode's 60 minutes, like an hour long. But you're going to get so much in those 60 minutes.
All right. Devin says he should watch Power. Roser says The Wire. Back after this. Chris Vernon Show.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Hall of Famer Tom Izzo.
I will say this about Deontay. He can take a little bit. And I've been like you, Gary. Once in a while, I get after a player. And he was great with it. I mean, I just think he needs to grow.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Luke's ready. Kill the lights.
Luke Bryan. The Kill the Lights Tour. Date, July 11th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove.
Down the Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish.
The two-time CMA Entertainer of the Year.
I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Luke Bryan with special guest John Langston. Get access to preferred seating with your City card. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone. Tickets for original show date will be on July 11th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove. Luke Bryan's Kill the Lights Tour. New album in stores now. Part of the C Spire Concert Series.
Can you hear that?
4th of July weekend is here, so don't wait. Get what you need to make the most of it at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Come in today and get some of the season's best deals, like $4.99 patriotic graphic tees for the family, men's Magellan shorts for just $16.99, and 30% off summer seasonal swimming sandals. So come in here so you can be ready to get out there. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws over the weekend, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate. Yes, you heard right. That's two free phones when you move to Metro PCS. Plus, for a limited time, get two lines for only $60 with 6 gigabytes of high-speed data per line when you switch. And with Metro PCS, you're on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Swing by a store near you, switch to Metro PCS, and bring home two free smartphones. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store or MetroPCS.com for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
From coast to coast, the Polar Pop Cup is America's favorite.
Anytime's the best time to get a Polar Pop.
Really refreshing in the afternoon.
In the morning before work.
Lunchtime and after the games.
Get one on the way out.
When the sun's bright and nice and hot, it really cools you off.
Go get it during my lunch break and it lasts me the rest of my shift.
Anytime of the day is good.
Once a week, probably.
Every single day.
Every single day.
At least one every day.
Polar Pop lasts me all day.
Polar Pop Cup, 59 cents. Any size, every day. Only at Circle K.
Looking to make a lifestyle change? Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center is your spot. Hey, it's John Roser, and I've been working out at Q4 Fitness over the past 4 months. I'm down almost 25 pounds at over 8% body fat. I've also dropped 2 shirt sizes in my time at Q4 Fitness, and they have something for everyone. Strength training, boxing and kickboxing classes, spin classes, and more. If I can do it, you can too. Go try it out for yourself. Mention my name, John Roser, and get a free weight loss consultation. Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Q4Fitness.com.
You know, though, like sometimes it helps to have an expert opinion. Like for sports analysis, you want to listen to a guy who actually played professional sports.
Or a respected sports journalist.
Sure, if we're talking $500 haircuts, I think you'd have a lot to say.
It was $400.
But if you're looking for a great set of tires.
Trust Goodyear. From fire trucks to race cars, Goodyear tires offer superior performance and handling.
And everything they learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what they roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire and store for you.
Goodyear. More driven.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low rate long-term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on the standard L-Series compact tractor. Kubota. This is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit your local Kubota dealer. TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
Your best summer ever is just around the corner, and your neighborhood Kroger is here to help. Haul out your grills and skewers and bring together family and friends for sizzling burgers, brats, seafood, and more. Make the most of long evenings under the tiki torches, where your lawn chair gatherings just might turn into a summer to remember.
Keep your cookout cool with whole watermelon and select varieties of Edwards pie for only $3.99 each with your Plus card. Now at Kroger.
Hey, Jill.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Has locations all around the country, locations all around Memphis. If you need automotive parts or supplies, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Professional parts people can help you out with whatever you need. Eventually, it's going to happen. Get a turn to key. Your engine's not going to start. Oh, no! Need a new battery? Get a Superstart battery available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The best in starting power and starting reliability. O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can become an O-Rewards member and you can earn cash back for the purchases you make. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Free agency is going to begin in earnest tomorrow night, and talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about some of the news that has come out about free agency, and also the context in which these huge contracts are going to be signed. But the Grizzlies for sure have targets. I would imagine that they will go after immediately when free agency begins. And we'll talk about some of those, and we'll also talk about all the money that is going to be thrown around. Also, coming up in the top five, I'm also going to talk about there is a big soccer match that is going on in Memphis, which would be some family entertainment that we will tell you about. In addition to that, college football over-unders for win totals have come out, and I will tell you who is expected to be awesome this year, and go over some of the schools of local interest and what their number is that has been posted in Vegas, because we are now not far away. In fact, 2 weeks from now, we will be in Birmingham at SEC Media Days talking to a bunch of the great players and the coaches there. And then once Media Days goes on, then you're in the home stretch, man, not that far away from college football beginning. But I'll get to some of those college football over-unders during the top five coming up right after these words.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, is the Mid-South's official radio station for the SEC Media Days, July 11th through the 14th, 92.9 FM.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same.